And welcome back inside the CBC Bank Press Box. I'm Bill Osborne. Joining me in the booth is Taylor Biddle and Wes James to bring you all the live play-by-play action for our Vikings as they lead 20-6 here against the Ware County Gators. Taylor, we've talked about what a great adjustment our defense has made after that one offensive touchdown that Ware was able to come up with.
Yeah, they had a real good sustained drive there on us in the first quarter, and since then we've been able to answer the call defensively.
We're going to get the ball to start the second half. We won the toss, elected to defer. So now with a 20-6 lead, we're going to get the ball to start out offensively and see if we can't start rolling offensively. We were talking about how balanced we've been. 11 plays passing, 10 plays rushing. Very balanced on the first half. We haven't had a lot of rushing yards. We're under 100. But passing, we've done very well.
I think we've won the battle field position so far tonight. Yep. I mean, y'all may correct me with the stats that y'all went over, but just visually, I think we've done a good job winning the battle as far as field position goes. And that has a lot to do with Tyson Shaw's ability to kick it in the end zone
and
to flip the field punting, too. We got to keep a little bit of that up the second half. Don't turn the ball over. You know, if we can control the turnover game, Coach Stevens said in their interview, they have not had a turnover, and thus far we've been able to control that as well, the turnover battle. So,
well, we got the one turnover right there at the very end. We did intercept. Was an interception.
It does go in the books as interception. No time on the clock is Hail Mary there. The first half came to an end, but I was very pleased with our defense in the first half.
Our defense, like I said, after the first couple of series, the first three series, they really began to tighten up. I thought if our offense starts playing with the intensity of the defense, I'm looking forward to it.
I'm hoping we're going to go back to that Tavon Kyle in the post. I mean, that thing was a thing of beauty.
Yeah.
All right, guys, I'm going to turn it back over to you guys for the second half play-by-play right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. Wes James, Taylor Biddle.
And the Gators get ready to kick off to our Vikings. We've got, it looks like on this side, we've got Drossier, and on the far side,
Tisdale
on the far side, and a high kick, and Drossier will take it about the 16. He's across the 15, the 20, still on his feet, fights his way out to the 25, and all the way out to the 27-yard line.
Yeah, middle return set up there by the Viking return team. Drossier catching it down there around the 12-15-yard line, somewhere in that area. Getting it back in the middle of the field, getting a good return there, set us up. First and 10, ball set down on the 28-yard line.
Now, Taylor, if you're coming out, you're up 20-6.
Yeah.
Your offense is starting to show some life. Do you come out right off the bat and try to go for a home run and kind of stun them a little bit, or do you try to establish a drive?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, maybe both. You can try for one here real quick, and then if it doesn't work, try to establish a drive, and we'll see what the Vikings do here.
Six-man front for the Gators. Empty backfield. Barrett drops straight back. He's looking downfield. Tavon Kyle makes the catch, and what did we call? Off to the races. Touchdown, Vikings.
Yeah, Tavon Kyle, Wes, I mean, you must have been down there in the locker room because we wanted it all the way on the first go. We went for the home run, and you just Babe Ruthed it right there, my friend. You made the call, and we did it. Tavon Kyle to the house.
And 72
yards. Michael Barrett to Tavon Kyle.
And we will swing the gate.
Guys, give credit to the O-line, though. You give Michael Barrett that much time, Tavon Kyle is going to get open. Great job by the guys up front. I know you got their names there. I'll say we give them a shout-out. Great job by our O-line.
Waiting on Palmer Henderson snap. Joe Allman to hold. There's the ball. It's down. Kicks up. It's good. We'll be back after this 30-second break.
And welcome back inside the CBC Bank Press Box. Just like that, boom, 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 and the Vikings are up 27-6 with 11:39 left in the third quarter on a great pass play from Michael Barrett to Tavon Kyle. Now over to the kickoff with Wes James.
And back deep is Jenkins, number 21, 6, Dream Gainer, and he's on the far side of the field waiting for Tyson Shaw's kick. And that's a high kick. Sails into the end zone. Let's go to Chuck Lawrence for the Page Heating and Air Drive. Recap.
All right, Wes, that drive was one play. Michael Barrett threw a 72-yard pass to Tavon Kyle for a Viking touchdown. Ashton Musgrove kicked the PAT to make it 27-6 Vikings. 11:39 left in the third quarter.
Thank you there, Chuck Lawrence, for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
Let's give some of those guys up front, like Marty said, credit. Jalen Goss, Derek Dalton Hall, Escavel, Palmer Henderson, Reggie Oxford. Some of those guys protecting Michael Barrett. He can do some nasty things up front.
And here O'Hare, as the empty backfield for the Gators, quickly throws a little bubble screen out in the flats. Catch made. He's across the 25, fights his way up to the 27-yard line for a 7-yard pass play for the Gators. And in the first half, they came out running the ball. Now they're coming out throwing a little bit.
Yeah, we were expecting maybe a little bit of wing tee out of this team coming into this game. They've been full spread the whole night. So keep an eye on if they go to something different, maybe to try to get some get us off balance.
Second and four from the 26-yard line, ball on the fly hash mark. There's a flag down.
Too many men on the field.
Yep. Illegal substitution. They'll mark off 5 yards. So instead of second and four, it'll be second and nine. They'll take it back to the 20. Well, second and eight. They'll take it back to the 22-yard line. Gators going from right to left on your radio dial. You just tuned in. Vikings are leading 27-6. Just underway here in the third period. Gators, green jerseys, white pants, those green helmets. Ball on the far hash mark. O'Hare, the quarterback for the Gators, puts a man in motion towards us. Gives him the ball on the jet sweep. No, O'Hare keeps it. Cuts up the middle. He's got blocking. He's got guys out in front. Now he gets run down as he gets a first down out to the 35-yard line.
Yeah, on that jet sweep, you give, you give, you give. Well, this time he decided to pull it back and run it off that backside there. Big pickup on the play by the Ware County Gators. Going to get the ball out to the 35-yard line.
I'll tell you what, tonight he has been the offense for the Gators.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that.
They bring a receiver near side, trips to the far side. O'Hare looks at a three-man Viking front. We show blitz off the far corner. Ball's on the ground. He picks it up, starts to run. It gets across the line of scrimmage up to about the 37-yard line.
The more and more the season progresses, the better Tyson Shaw looks in tackling. He's probably our leading tackler on the season. I think he is our leading tackler. Tonight he's doing a really good job. Open field tackling tonight. Good job by that young man bringing the Gator down.
Second and seven. The ball out to the 37-38-yard line on the far side of the field. Twins near side, twins far side. O'Hare takes the snap. It's low at his feet. Picks it up. Starts to run. Comes to our side. Pulls it down. Tries to split two Viking defenders. And he'll pick up positive yards as he gets across the 40. Almost to the 41-yard line. It'll make it third and short. 9:40 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings leading 27-6.
Snap continuing to be a problem for the Ware County offense. And really what that does is it gets your timing off. The quarterback having to bend down all the way to his ankles to get the ball really disrupts everything going on in the backfield. Big third down here for the Vikings. Third and four.
See what the Gators have got dialed up here. They come to the line of scrimmage. Again, trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. Too many men on the field. They call, there goes the flag. Now, wait a minute. Umpire threw the flag. They call in timeout.
Yeah, they're going to give him the timeout. We're going to take one with them. Vikings lead 27-6, 9:08 to go. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this.
And welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box. Let's go down to the field with Marty Rogers.
Guys, in the first half, our coaches were kind of in the officials' ears. Twice the Gators had 12 men in the formation, which is a legal substitution. This second half, they didn't call it in the first half. Second half here, we've already got the penalty. That time again, they had 12 men in the formation. Their coach got the timeout. That's what the call was just then.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. Go ahead, Bill.
We're good. We're good.
All right, here come the Gators. Bradley in the backfield along with O'Hare. Trips to the far side, single receiver near side, five-man front for the Vikings. They bring a man in motion towards us. Fake that jet sweep, rolls right, looks those out. Catch made by the receiver.
Dropped it.
No, did he drop it?
He did. He tried to run before he came down with it. Pass intended for number 14 out there in the flats. Tay Hayes tried to run with it before he caught it. It's going to be a big fourth down, forcing a punt for the Gator defense, Gator offense.
Drossier, Tavon Kyle goes back deep, and let's see. We're going after this one, folks. We've got 10 men up on the line. Steedley, their putter, standing about the 25-yard line. And there we come. He gets it away. Devon Kyle, fair catch at the 31-yard line.
Yeah, good snap there. With first half punt for the Gators has had some problems snapping. It was a good snap there by the long snapper for the Gators. Vikings will take over first and 10, ball on their own 31-yard line.
8:55 to go here in the third period. Vikings leading 27-6. It was 20-6 at halftime. Gators kicked off to our Vikings, and we promptly threw a 72-yard touchdown pass to Devon Kyle. Here comes, it's our second possession of the second half. J.D. Lee trots out on the field with Michael Barrett. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial, and the ball on the far hash mark. Gators have been almost in a six-man front all night long. We've got Marcus Gary in the slot, Devon Kyle to the far side. He's up on the line. Again there, show the line. Michael Barrett drops back, looks, there he comes, steps up in the pocket, and they're going to get him this time.
Yeah, Michael Barrett trying to make some things happen. Penetration there off the near side by Ernest Jones, that South Carolina commit. Michael Barrett not able to shake him. Going to be a big loss on the play. Back us up to the 20-yard line.
It'll be second and 21 from there. We lose 11 yards on the play. Vikings quickly to the line of scrimmage. Barrett. Hard snap. Looks to the sidelines. We've got plenty of time on the play clock. Trips to the near side. Single receiver far side. Gives it to J.D. Lee around the left side. He's got daylight as he sprints to the outside. Gets across the 25. Give him about 5 yards, maybe six on the carry.
Normally one of those carries that you'd see Travis Tisdale get off that left side. Defense did a good job stretching it out. Third down for the Vikings. Third and long.
Guys, in the first half, they were mainly in man coverage. They came out early in the third with man. We burned them with a long touchdown. Now they've shifted to a zone. They got two deep safeties, and that's why we were trying to go to the run play just then.
Marty, think of that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. It is third and 15. The ball out at our 26-yard line. Ball on the far side of the field. Barrett, play action, looking. Throws out to Marcus Gary, makes a catch at the 30 to 35. He's got a block by Devon Kyle, and boy, did Devon Kyle give him a good block out here in the flats. As we picked up the first down, they didn't run him out of bounds until he got to the 47.
We faked the jet sweep, just threw it over the pressure there to Marcus Gary in the flat. Tavon Kyle sealing the edge with a great block. Moved the chains for the Vikings, first and 10.
7:20 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings leading 27-6. It is first and 10 Vikings at the 47-yard line, at our 47. We got Devon Kyle and Getty Brown to the far side. Miko Washington to the near side. Marcus Carey, the up back. Now we send Travis Tisdale to the far side. We bring him on a jet sweep towards us. Fake it, and Barrett keeps it right up the middle. He gets hit as he hits the line of scrimmage, but he'll turn and fall forward for about 2, maybe 3 yards up to the 50. It'll make it third and 7 from there.
Yeah, running the jet sweep.
I mean, second and 7.
Yeah, running the jet sweep. We fake it to him, trying to get those linebackers out into space on the jet sweep. Michael Barrett up the middle. Positive yards. Michael Barrett doing a good job getting yards. Clock is running, getting close to the 6:50 mark.
Palmer Henderson up over that ball. Gators have gone to a four-man front. Again, it's quarterback option. He keeps it, and he gets hit at the line of scrimmage, but he'll get into Gator territory down around their 48, where it will make it third and 5 with 6:30 to go here in the third period. Vikings leading 27-6.
Got to get the ball to the 43-yard line, right around the 43 for a first down, using all the play clock. It does start to run now. And you still got some run options here. We can pass here on third down.
You got Devon Kyle and Getty Brown to the near side. Marcus Gary, Miko Washington to the far side. And he offsets Travis Tisdale. Three-man front for the Gators. There's a snap. Play action. Throws down. Catch made by Getty Brown for the first down. Down around the 35. Good reaching catch by Getty. as he worked that sideline, and that's the only place that ball could go. He made the catch. We have a first down.
Yeah, 10-yard out there by Getty, but more importantly, Travis Tisdale picked up the block, which able to give Michael Barrett time to throw the ball. Good job blocking. Good job catching. First down, Vikings.
Gators have changed that defense. Michael Barrett and the shotgun. Looks at that Gator. Three-man front, three linebackers. They show him blitz off the far side. They keep it. Michael Barrett tries to go outside. Stiff arms a man. Runs over him. Runs over two. Still on his feet as he fights his way down almost to. He gets down around the 31-yard line.
Coach Stevens said in his pregame interview, trying to tackle Michael Barrett, it's like trying to tackle a high school offensive lineman. He's really big. Michael Barrett, hard to bring down. 6-foot, 221-pound senior. He's not going to go down with first contact, second and four. Trying to go hurry up.
They're at the Gator 31-yard line again. Quarterback keeper by Barrett over the left side. And he'll get to the 30-yard line. And it'll be third and three from the 30-yard line. There is 5:15 to go here. And they stop the clock. Gator player is coming off the field.
Yeah, running quarterback power there off the left side. Injured Gator is one of our impact players tonight, number 35, Jones. Excuse me. Yeah, yes, 35 is Jones, South Carolina commit. He walks off on his own accord, though, to the Gator sideline.
Tiff, Blue Devils have come back to take a 20-14 lead in the third quarter over Fitzgerald. Third and three, the ball at the Gator 30-yard line. Vikings left to right on your radio dial. They move, but I guess they don't break the plane. Barrett changes the play. Takes a snap, and he gives it to Tisdale up the middle, and Travis is going to be about a yard short of the – there's
yeah,
a flag.
There we go. Yeah, Travis Tisdale went down a little short of the line of scrimmage, was trying to get up, and there was a Gator defender right on the top of him. Flag came out. Let's see what they call.
Two flags down, guys. There's one on the other side, one on our side. Was a little chippy there. I don't exactly see what happened. It looks like they were –
looking
might have
down.
Been some pulling and not nice things going on the bottom of the pile there, but it got us for unsportsmanlike and them, so it's going to be offsetting.
All right.
Offsetting penalties. And
fourth and a yard, guys.
Fourth and a yard.
Fourth and a yard. You know we'll go for it from here.
Yeah, we're kind of in no man's land. It'll be a pretty decent field goal here. Fourth and one. We are going to send an extra tight end in, maybe to give us some blocking. That's Brown Rig.
Yep, Brown Rig comes in. Travis Tisdale checks in. J.D. Lee checks out. Fourth and one. They set the ball down at the 33-yard line. We've got to get to the 32. 4:40 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings leading 27-6.
Hard count them.
Barrett brings Tisdale to the left side, looks quickly, throws out to Travis. Travis makes the catch. He has the first down as he gets across the 25-yard line.
Yeah, it's just an extension of the run. You throw it out to him in the flats. He gets a good block on the edge out there by the receiver. And first and 10 for the Vikings.
And they move the ball down
26-yard line.
First and 10 from the 26. Ball on the near hash mark right in front of Taylor Billen and I. Vikings left to right on your radio dial, headed toward that west end zone. Henderson with the snap again to Travis Tisdale at the middle, and look at Travis. Oh, he had a step, but he got tripped up, and he'll go down at the 15-yard line.
Yeah, power up the middle right there in the A-gap. Just really got to the second level really quick. Shoestring tackle made there by the Gator defender, where Travis Tisdale was going to walk into the end zone.
That's the first down, and they set it down on just outside the 15-yard line. Vikings methodically right now moving that ball down the field. Barrett again calls for it, gives it to Tisdale over the left side, and he'll pick up a couple more yards as he jumps over that left side down around the 13-yard line.
Yeah, really just a read right there. You got the option of the quarterback to give it or pull it, depending on what the defensive end does. Wouldn't be surprised here to see Michael Barrett decide to pull that one running off that left side.
Because they're giving him a lot of space out there. 12-play, 56-yard drive for our Vikings right here. It is second and eight. The ball at the 13. Again, Barrett gives it to Tisdale. Tisdale tries to cut back, and he'll get down around the 12-yard line. Make it third and seven from the 12-yard line with only 3:08 to go here in the third period. Vikings leading 27-7. Miko Washington checks in. Brownrigg checks out.
Guys, Travis Tisdale's a young man that doesn't show a lot of emotion after that chippiness a while ago. He said that he came off the field saying they were twisting his ankle down on the pile. He even took his shoe off, and he was mad. He told Coach, give me the ball. So see what we do right here on third down.
Third and seven. We send trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. Michael Barrett keeps it, starts to run. He's got it, tucks it, turns back upfield. He'll walk into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
The beauty of the RPO, you got three options there. You can give it to the running back, you can pull it, pass it, or keep it as a runner. Exactly what Michael Barrett did. Didn't like what he saw, kept it, ran it outside. He was looking to pass, I think, there. Decided to tote it into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
Goes around that left side. You just saw it kind of like the Red Sea parting, and he says, hey, I've got plenty of space.
12 yards on the touchdown run by Michael Barrett.
Bomber Henderson, the long snapper. He's over the ball. Joe Allman to hold. Ashton Musgrove to attempt the extra point. Ball's down, kicks up. It's good. We'll take a 30-second break back after this.
And welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box. This is the third quarter as our Vikings lead now the Ware County Gators 34-6. 2:34 left in this third quarter as Tyson Shaw prepares to kick off for the Vikings. We'll send it back over to Wes James and Taylor Biddle for all your play-by-play action.
Taylor, Jenkins goes back deep, and Dream Gainer number six on the far side as Tyson Shaw has teed that ball up, and he's waiting on the referee's whistle, and there it is. Checks both to make sure I got enough players and they're in their proper position. He approaches the ball. And as usual, into the back of the end zone. Let's go over to Chuck Lawrence for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
All right, Wes, that drive was 14 plays with 69 yards. Michael Barrett rushed 12 yards for a Viking touchdown. Ashton Musgrove kicked the PAT to make it 34-6 Vikings with 2:34 left in the third quarter.
Chuck, thank you for that Page Heating and Air Drive. You're like us. We're having to lean back. Taylor stepping forward so we can see the clock and both ways because it's a little different over here. Just like, say, as Bill and I talked about, it's been a fun place to come because a lot of unusual things have happened over here.
Getting some good substitutions in. Austin Robinson injured last week, has checked in at DB. Continuing to shift our linebackers around as well. Drossier in at linebacker.
We've got trips to the near side for the Gators. Single receiver far side. O'Hara looks. It throws that little bubble screen, makes the catch, gets hit, and he'll pick up 6 yards on the carry out to the 26, maybe to the 27-yard line.
Threw it out here to the flats. Drossier there. In on the tackle, but not after the Gators pick up positive yards. You're going to put it down at the 27.
It'll be second and three from the 27-yard line. 2:10 to go here in the third period. Vikings leading 34-6. O'Hare in the shotgun. He's got Bradley in the backfield. Splits his receivers. Four-man front. Gives it to Bradley over the right side. He gets hit as he crosses the line of scrimmage, and maybe a yard.
Will Tolbert right there trying to make initial contact behind the line of scrimmage. Wasn't able to do so. Cleaned up on the play there by Walker Schwab and Drossier.
Make it third and three. No gain. Gators right to left on your radio dial. With 1:30 to go here in the third period, leading 34-6. O'Hare, the quarterback for the Gators, looks at trips. Receivers to the far side. We show blitz. Now we back out. We step back in. Back out. Takes a snap. He starts up the middle. Comes to the left side where there's nobody. Goes around, and we're going to make a – he'll get the first down all the way out to the 42. But this one's coming back. We've got holding back around the 27-yard line.
Yeah, once again, Will Tolbert. Wasn't a hold, Wes. It was an outright tackle. The edge was set beautifully, but that's because a tackle was made by the offensive line of the Gators, and that's going to bring a big third down conversion.
I started saying holding. Bill says, nope, wasn't holding. Yeah. I looked at him, he said, he just tackled him.
That's tackling.
1:09 to go here, third period. Vikings leading 34-6. And they'll back that one up to the 18-yard line where it will be third and about a long 11, short 12. Wind the clock. Twins to the near side. Twins to the far side. O'Hare keeps Bradley in the backfield with him. Again, we show blitz. Three down linemen. Those linebackers up tight. They got the jet sweep going. And they give it to number six around the right side. Dream Gainer. And Gainer has a first down as he gets all the way out across the 32-yard line.
The jet sweep has been their most positive play tonight. They show it once again right there with Gainer able to gain the first down.
Inside a minute to go. And whistles are blowing. And they want to say reset the game clock. Now they wind it. 40 seconds to go here in the third quarter. First and 10 for the Gators out at their 32-yard line. Ball on the far side of the field. Again, they give it to Bradley. Bradley starts left, comes back right, goes back left, and he had a hole as he got across the 40. He'll have 11 yards on that carry and a first down for the Gators out to the 43-yard line.
Yeah, trying to stretch us out there, running to the left side, cut it back towards the middle of the field. Tiberius Drosier there to make the tackle before it would have been bust wide open. We substitute back in Shaw in at linebacker and 46 as well for the Vikings. That is another one of our linebackers, Hill.
O'Hare and Bradley both looking at the sidelines. Of course, play clock at the game clock at 1, play clock at 3. And that's the end of the third quarter. We'll take a 60-second break. Back after this.
And welcome back inside the CVC Bank press box. We go to the fourth quarter with our Vikings leading 34-6 over the Ware County Gators. And it's first and 10 for the Gators. Now back over to Wes James and Taylor Biddle.
Gators at their 42-yard line. Going from left to right on the radio dial. They give it to Bradley over the left side. He's got a hole as he gets almost out to midfield where he'll pick up about 6, maybe 7 yards. They're going to say 6, 7 yards. And he'll be second and 3 from the 49-yard line.
They're getting a steady dose of run here, Wes. They brought in the South Carolina commit, Ernest Jones, at tight end to get him extra blocking. Truly paying off this far on this drive.
We'll make it second and four, not second and 3. Again, now they drop back, looking to pass. Just lobs it downfield and overthrows the intended receiver, number 1, but he was in double coverage, and that'll stop the clock. With 11:20 to go here in the ball game, leading 34-6.
Yeah,
Taylor, want to remind everybody: next Thursday at Lowndes, the ninth graders play at 4. The JV immediately after. It's going to be a doubleheader at Lowndes High. The ninth grade starting at 4. The JV to follow immediately after that. Want to try to get us a Wintersville crowd out there as our Lowndes Vikings take on the Valdosta Wildcats. Third and 4. Trips to the far side, single receiver near side. O'Hare calls for the ball, gives it to Bradley right up the middle, and he will get to the midfield. They're going to give him 2 yards. It'll be fourth and about 2 from our 49-yard line.
Yeah, I got to think with where we're at in the game, Wes, they're probably going to go for it here, ball at the midfield. Ware County showing every sign of going for it here, trying to line up quick. Fourth down and three.
Fourth and 3 from the 50. Trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. Our guys jump but get back without breaking the play. O'Hare for the Gators takes the ball. He drops back, looks, quickly throws across. Catch made for the first down at our 45-yard line. Did he catch it?
Yes, he did. Ball was thrown a little bit high. He did bobble it. Good job by that young man coming down with it. Just ran a curl route, knew where the stakes were, had to get across them. It's going to be a first and 10 for the Gators.
Guys, give Ware County some credit. They haven't stopped playing. They're still fighting, and that's a very good thing for us. This is the first time all year we've got our starters in the game in the fourth quarter with no running clock. So it's a good job by Ware to keep fighting, and our defense still has to step it up.
Marty, thank you for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. Again to Bradley. Tries to go over the right side. And he'll get maybe back to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, Tyson Shaw really making his presence known there on the defensive front. Coming up, stopping the ball at the original line of scrimmage, wasn't having anything of it.
Second and 10 at our 45. 10 minutes to go here in the ball game. Vikings leading 34-6. Bring a man in motion for us. They give it to him on the jet sweep. Turns the right side. Got a hole. And we drill him and bring him down at the 36-yard line. So give him about 6 yards. No, they're going to give him about 8 yards on the carry. Should be about third and two from there.
Josh Brown there from the corner position stepped up and made the tackle short of the first down. Jet sweep continuing to find a home for the Gator offense.
Down now 36, actually give him 9 yards. It is third and one. Ball on the near hash mark right in front of Taylor and I. Gators going from left to right on your radio dial. Vikings three-man front. O'Hare deliberately takes the snap, gives it to Bradley over the left side, and he will get maybe back to the 36-yard line where it will be fourth and one.
Yeah, they're going to. We got a man down for the Gators. We got an injured Gator here. Let's see. He does get up on his own accord. We're going to keep it right here. Do they call a timeout and measure here? Let's see what they're doing. They're looking at it. It is. They are calling it fourth down. Do we have an injury timeout or not?
I don't think so.
74 does have to go off the field. That is their big NC State recruit for the Gators.
When you say big, 6'6", 300
pounds. The pitchers are trying to get him back on the field, saying it's not a timeout, guys. So they're trying to get him back out there now.
All right, if you go for it at midfield with fourth and short, you're going to go for it here. Ball on the 36-yard line. We got to hurry up, get out there.
Fourth and one, our defense hustling back into place. Ball on the far side of the field. Gators at our 36-yard line. They've got to get to the 35. Five-man front on our line. O'Hare, hard counts. We don't move. Play clock at 3, 2. There's a snap. Ball on the ground. Gets hit, and they will not. Oh, it's going to be close. That's going to be close.
Yeah, ball.
They're already calling for white ball, guys. Calling for white ball.
Yeah, the snap was low. That's really what messed the timing up. Got back to where the line of scrimmage was. Viking defense stood up strong. Bend but don't break, baby.
And here in the fourth quarter with 8 minutes and 34 seconds to go, Vikings leading 34-6. We'll see, like you say, as Marty told us earlier, we've not seen our offense on the field this late in the ball game all year.
Starting offense.
Our starting offense.
We do send them back out onto the field.
Here comes Michael Barrett with J.D. Lee at running back. We've got Tavon Kyle, single receiver, near side. Getty Brown to the far side. Ball on the far hash mark. Vikings right to left on your radio dial. First and 10 from our 36. Michael Barrett calls for the ball. Gives it. Nope, keeps it. Or over the left side. He's across the 40, up to the 41-yard line.
Put it in the gut of Lee. If you don't like what you see, pull it out. Michael Barrett running to the left side. Just quarterback power is all it is, fellas. Good first down pickup on the play. Bringing up second down and 5.
Ball out to the 41. Almost to the center of the field. They look to the sidelines. 8:09 to go here in the ball game. 34-6, our Vikings lead. Getty Brown to the far side. Tavon Kyle to the near side.
Taking our time, being very methodical about it, making sure we use as much of the play clock as possible.
Down to 5. He takes a snap. Gives it to J.D. Lee behind that big offensive line. And J.D. will get out to the 44-yard line. He'll be about 2 yards short. Be about third and two from there.
J.D. Lee is the guy that likes to run it up the middle and get yards. He pops those occasionally. Going to be third and manageable here. Third, and they're saying 2. Okay. Look for the hard count here by the Vikings.
Devon Cow to the near side. Getty Brown to the far side. Again, J.D. Lee just to the left of Michael Barrett. Gators, five-man front. Two linebackers up tight to make it 7 in the box. Quickly throws that to Devon Cow for the first down at the 50 by one man, 2. Jukes him. Gets across the 45. And what a good move by Devon Cow, and a great play because he just had man coverage out here in the flats. Nice little pitch to him and
the
good
one,
first down.
Yeah, the one good thing about Michael Barrett and Tavon Kyle's relationship is they know each other so well. If you're going to give me a 10, 12-yard cushion as a DB there, and we only got third and two, I'm going to just throw a little hitch route right out there to you, and I know you can break the tackle, and that's exactly what they did. Michael Barrett to Tavon Kyle, first down for the Vikings.
Down to the Gator, 45-yard line. Ball on the near hash mark right in front of us. Michael Barrett calls for the ball. Again, he gives it to J.D. Lee right up front. J.D. runs into a brick wall, which is our guy, bounces outside, and still gets positive yardage. He'll only pick up about a yard. But we'll tell you what, that was a tough yard for that young man to make.
Kind of similar to the butt fumble there that Mark Sanchez had. He ran right into the backside of one of our offensive linemen and popped it to the outside for a one-yard pickup.
Second and nine, the ball at the Gator 44-yard line. Following their hash mark. Vikings right to left on your radio dial, headed toward that east end zone. As we head toward that six-minute mark here in the fourth quarter, leading 34-6. Two receivers far side, single receiver near side. Again, Michael Bear drops back, looks those out. Tavon Kyle makes the catch. He has the first down. Spin still on his feet. They run him out of bounds down around the 27-yard line.
Once again, Tavon Kyle, if you're going to play a 12-yard cushion, I'm going to make you pay. That's exactly what we did. Tavon Kyle run a 10-yard stick, come right back to it. Michael Barrett made the play, got it to him, first down Vikings.
Doug Belk, our former quarterback here from West Virginia, to watch Tavon Kyle play tonight. He's getting an eye. He's sure getting an eyeful.
We get a substitution here at center. Palmer Henderson comes out. Check in number 73 for the Vikings. That is Dylan Durrance.
When somebody threw their gloves down on the field back here about the little 42-yard line. First and 10 for our Vikings at the Gator 30. Again to Travis Tisdale over the left side. Travis will get two hard-earned yards over the left side.
Yeah, clock's going to continue to run. Going to be about the 4-minute and 45-second mark before we have to snap this ball. Good job by Travis Tisdale showing patience. Picks up positive yards on the play.
It is second and eight from the 28-yard line. We're down deep in Gator territory here. Katie Brown to the far side. We put Tavon Kyle in the slot on the far side. Michael Barrett looks for the ball. He gets it. Gives it again to Tisdale. Tisdale, as he jumps hard across the middle of that line, gets pulled down after about a yard gain. It's going to be third. Ball will be third and six from the 26-yard line.
Yeah, it just really looked like all he had to do was make that one defensive lineman miss because he made a shoestring tackle there. Middle of the field was wide open. Good job by that young man bringing Travis Tisdale down before he could bust it open. Third down.
4:20 to go here in the ball game. Third and six at the 26-yard line. We'll have trips to the far side. Pump fakes, look those across the middle, and throws behind to the wrong shoulder of Tavon Kyle. Tavon had to turn around, could not make the catch, and headed into the end zone.
Yeah, Tavon Kyle was running a post. Michael Barrett threw a corner there and just wasn't able to adjust there. We're going to check in for a field goal here. Ashton Musgrove checks in. It's going to be a 43-yarder.
Yep. From the left hash mark.
Give the young man a chance to make a field goal against his old team.
He steps it off. There's a snap. Ball's down. Kicks up. And it's good. We'll take a 30-second break. Back after this.
And welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box as our Vikings take a 37-6 lead after a 43-yard field goal by Ashton Musgrove against his former team, the Ware County Gators. 4 minutes left here in the ball game. Vikings leading 37-6. Now back over to Wes James and Taylor Biddle for the kickoff.
And boy, I tell you what, you see how pumped he was coming off the sidelines.
Yeah, that was a great kick. And look at the flags on the south end of the stadium. That was into the wind there. That was a great job there by Ashton.
And the Ware County Gators are used to field goals. They had three, Northside kicked three of them last week, a 44, a 49, and a 51-yarder against the Ware County Gators.
You know, I think you get this in the end zone, start substituting some of your second-string defense here. Played a good game of football so far for the starters.
For the Ware County Gators, Jenkins to the near side, Gaynor to the far side. Tyson Shaw set to kick off. Approaches the ball. High kick. And Gaynor takes it, drops it, picks it up. It's a live ball. Slips and falls at the 9-yard line. Let's go to Chuck Lawrence with the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
All right, Wes, that drive was 9 plays, went 38 yards. Ashton Musgrove kicked a 43-yard field goal to make the score 37-6 Vikings with 3:55 left in the fourth quarter.
And, Chuck, thank you for that Page Heating and Air Drive recap. First and 10 for the Gators at their 10-yard line. We'll see a lot of new Vikings in there. They throw out and flats catch made. Hit immediately, and they'll say at the line of scrimmage.
Oh, Tymir Moore really had bad intentions there. Coming up, saw the screen. Put a big hit on the receiver right at the original line of scrimmage. Good job ball hawking right there by that young man, Tymir Moore.
3:30 to go here in the ball game. Vikings leading 37-6. Clock's going to run. Gators with twins to the far side, single receiver near side, three-man front for our Vikings. O'Hare for the Gators in the shotgun. Gives it to Bradley. Bradley looking for holes, jicks and jives, and gets across the middle. He's up to about the 18-yard line.
One thing I have noticed about this young running back for the Gators, he does a good job changing directions in the middle of traffic right there, getting a good pickup there, and really was just juking and jiving in traffic. Going to be third down and short for the Gators.
Third and about two from just from their 17-yard line. They've got to get just out to the 19. Inside 3 minutes to go here in the ball game. Three receivers near side, single receiver far side. Now they put a man in motion. It's that jet sweep. The quarterback keeps it up the middle, and he'll have the first down as he fights his way out across the 20, but a good second effort by O'Hare.
Yeah, faked the speed sweep there. Quarterback power decided to keep it up the middle, able to get first down. We had it stopped in the backfield, weren't able to make an open field tackle. First down for the Gators.
Officials wind that clock. We're at 2:25 to go here in the ball game. Our Vikings leading 37-6. Trips to the far side, single receiver near side. O'Hare again drops back to pass, looking. There comes nothing there. Starts to run, tucks the ball. He's over to the left side, across the 30, the 35, the 40. The 45 tries to cut back against the grain, slips and falls out at the 46-yard line.
Had big open field there on the keeper by the quarterback. Was looking for a block on the one guy that could have made the tackle. Decided to keep it towards the middle of the field instead of running off that block and just slipped and fell.
An update's 35-14 TIF now.
20 yards on the carry for the Gators.
First and 10 for the Ware County Gators out to the 46-yard line. Inside 2 minutes to go. Again, O'Hare looking to pass. Nothing there. Oh, and I thought we might have got away with a face mask, but no, we didn't.
Yeah, we rushing in there. Actually, we had two face masks right there. The first contact came. We had a face mask, and we got a second one there, too. Only one flag on the play. Can't have two face masks. So Vikings are going to be those are going to be the personal foul kind because the head did turn.
Yep. A minute 43 to go here in the ball game. Vikings leading 37-6. They'll mark off 15 yards. That'll carry the ball down into the Viking territory as they step it off down to the 44-yard line.
Yeah, they're into our territory now. Clock under 2 minutes, 1:45 and rolling.
Twins near side. Twins far side. O'Hare looks for the ball. Again, a low snap. Drops back. Looks. Little screen play set up. And I tell you what, we had a linebacker who read that thing perfectly. Our line come in and he saw it and just came blistering in there to stop that screen. In fact, it may have dropped him for a loss.
Yeah, Tymir Moore coming from the secondary, actually, Wes. Austin Robinson, too, in there stopping it. They read the screen pretty well. Going to be second and 10.
Gators with the football on the far side of the field. A minute 9 to go here in the ball game. O'Hare drops back. There comes the blitz. He turns to run. He's still on his feet, but we'll bring him down back or somewhere around the original line of scrimmage.
Run double go routes here, trying to get something down the field in the end zone. Clock under 1 minute now and rolling. Good job open field tackling there by the Viking defense.
Third and 9 down at our 43-yard line. Ball on the far side. O'Hare brings a man in motion towards us, fakes a jet sweep. He keeps it. Nope, he gives it to number 6. Dream Gaynor around that right side. Gaynor will pick up about a couple of yards down inside the 40, down around the 39-yard line, where it will be 4th and 5 from there. There is 22 seconds. They stop the clock with 22.7 seconds. Gators call timeout.
We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this.
And welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box as we are now down to 22 seconds left in this ball game. Vikings leading 37-6. And for the Ware County Gators, it's 4th down, a last-ditch effort to try and put more points on the board. Now back to Wes James and Taylor Biddle.
Taylor, it's going to be 4th and 5 from our 39-yard line. They can pick up a 1st down. They have 1 timeout left. Bradley's in the backfield with O'Hare. Twins to the far side. Twins near side. You know they want to get a 1st down and try to get a play or two more to look toward the end zone. But O'Hare keeps the ball, throws it way downfield, and the ball is knocked away. Pass intended for the receiver. Our defensive back coming back read it all the way and said, hey, we'll just knock it down.
Yeah, Fred Stewart in there. He's a smart senior leader. All he knows to do is knock it down. Don't try to go for the interception. Knock it down. They can't do anything with it if you knock it down. Vikings are going to take over 1st and 10.
Back at our 39-yard line, and you'll see the victory formation. We'll take a knee. Goal is 14 seconds. Well, the change of possession, the clock will not start till the ball is snapped, so we'll have to have 1 snap, and this ball game will be over with. Michael Barrett comes back out on the field. As we set up the victory formation. Take a knee.
I believe so. Take a knee.
That's what I would do. And he does. And that's going to be ball game, folks. Clock's going to run out.
And that's the ball game. 37-6, our Vikings win. We're going to take a 4-minute break here on the Viking Radio Network. We'll be right back after this 4-minute break. And welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box. This is Bill Osborne along with Taylor Biddle. Wes James down on the sidelines is Marty Rogers. Our Vikings victorious 37-6 over the Ware County Gators. Let's go down to the field as Marty Rogers is going to have Coach McPherson with him. Well, not quite.
He's got a couple players he's talking with. They got the clay shoot tomorrow, and he's got a couple players he's talking to. It's going to come out and help out with the Touchdown Club clay shoot.
Yeah, remind everybody that is at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, guys, I am here with the head ball coach, Coach Randy McPherson. Coach, your defense gave up an early score but seemed to really shut the door after that and just made Ware County work for everything they got. You got to be proud of their defense.
I am. You know, Ware County's got a good team. I know that their record doesn't indicate it, but, I think they're a team that could make a run in 5A. I really do.
Absolutely. And, of course, flipping over the other side of the ball, you said at halftime you felt like you left some points on the board. You end up with 37. It's still a great night. You had 400 yards of offense. Tavon Kyle with a big night, 2 big touchdowns. Talk to us about the play of your offense.
Well, you know, it was the best defensive front we played against all year. But I feel like the 2 inside linebackers were Division I players. They played hard. They were hard to block. I think if we couldn't throw the ball like we did, I think it would have been a heck of a ball game. But Barrett came through. You know, everybody came through. Kyle, we were able to run the ball. I feel like we played better. You know, I think we made a little bit more mistakes offensively than we have, you know, recently. But overall, the effort and we moved the ball well against a really good defense.
Absolutely, Coach. Well, congratulations. I know you're ready to get home and get some rest because you got to get up in the morning and shoot some clays, right?
Yeah, right. Hey, by the way, we got room now. If you want to put a team in.
Show up. Southwind, 8 o'clock.
Be there at about 8 o'clock. 4-man teams. Bring about $400.
Come on.
Come on.
Yes, sir. guys, I'm also standing here with two young men that we talk to a lot. We talk about a lot. Tavon Kyle tonight had a great night. My Deloach Body Works impact player brought out my crystal ball again. He had a great night. I told him before the game, please, Tavon, make me look good. There's nothing to do with you. It's all about me, Tavon. But four catches for 144 yards, two touchdowns, and even had one call back. Pretty good night.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Well, of course, you couldn't do it without Michael Barrett and the rest of the offensive supporting cast. Felt like the offensive line played one of their better games tonight. But Coach Mack just said, it's one of the best defensive fronts y'all have been against. But they gave Michael Barrett time for you to make some moves. But you and I were talking earlier. You knew you had a couple of them. When they man you up like that, you can get them, can't you?
Yes, sir. I feel like I get the opportunity to do what I do best whenever they man up. And having an O-line there to be able to block and give Mike time is just the best thing in the world.
Well, big night catching the ball, but I do want to call out one thing and say late in that in our last scoring drive, there I yelled at you and said, good job. You made a block downfield. A lot of people, that doesn't get credit. People in the stands don't notice that, but the blocks downfield as a receiver, that's one of the things that makes this team special, isn't it?
Yes, sir. I mean, coaches always tell me, even if you don't have the ball in the hands, you got to make a play somehow. So I just find a way to make an impact no matter what.
11 men working together is what it's all about. And even the kicker got in tonight. You lined up, you finally got a chance for a field goal. We hadn't kicked very many tonight. You lined up and get your 43-yarder into the wind. But it was also a little special. It was against your former team, wasn't it?
Yes, sir. I mean, it's always a great feeling to put something down their throats, you know what I mean?
I know you got a lot of friends on that side of the ball, but this had to be a special night for you coming home, so to speak. You had a couple big extra points and then, of course, the big kick. Talk to us a little bit about what it's like playing back here at home.
I mean, it's always a great feeling to come home, grow up here, family, friends all out here watching. But I had a perfect snap and a perfect hold, and I couldn't ask for anything more on that kick. That's all.
Absolutely. Well, it's nice to be on the winning side tonight.
Always, man.
Absolutely. Well, good job tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Marty, for that Deloach Body Works coaches interview and players interview. Vikings do come out victorious 37-6. We will be right back after this 3-minute break to wrap up this ball game. Vikings are victorious 37-6. We'll be right back after this.
Welcome back inside the CBC Bank Press Box. This is the Cass Burch Postgame Report as our Vikings are victorious 37-6 over the Ware County Gators. Let's go over to Taylor Biddle for our Page Heating and Air final stats of the night.
First down tonight were even. Both teams had 14 rushing attempts. Lowndes had 28 for 137. Ware County had 42 rushing attempts for 272. Passing yards tonight, Vikings were 11 of 17 for 263. No interceptions. Ware County was 7 of 21 for 25 yards. They did throw one interception. Total plays tonight, Vikings ran 45 plays for 400 yards. Ware County ran 63 plays for 297 yards. That's an 8.9 average for the Vikings and a 4.7 average for the Gators. Penalties tonight, Vikings were penalized 7 times for 44. Gators were penalized 6 times for 55. Gators punted 6 times tonight for a 31.2 average. Vikings punted 3 times tonight for a 39.3 average. Let's see here. Third down conversions tonight. Vikings were 5 of 10 on third down. Ware County was 4 of 15. Vikings were 1 of 1 on fourth down. And Ware County was 2 of 5 on fourth down conversions. Leading rushers tonight for the Vikings, Michael Barrett had 84 yards on 13 carries. He did have one rushing touchdown. Travis Tisdale had 9 rushing attempts for 27 yards. Tavon Kyle had 1 attempt for 14 yards. J.D. Lee had 3 for 10. Receiving tonight, Tavon Kyle led the way. 4 receptions, huge night for that young man with 144 yards through the air, 2 touchdowns. Travis Tisdale had 4 receptions for 82. He did have 1 touchdown as well. Gary had a catch for 21. And passing tonight, Michael Barrett led the way. 11 of 17 for 263 with 3 passing touchdowns. Leading tacklers tonight, Tymir Moore had a huge night. He was responsible for 9 tackles. Devon Lane coming in, substituting at linebacker, had 5. Dekoff had 5. Let's see, I know Tyson Shaw had a really good night as well. Let me get you his numbers. He had 5 tackles as well. Box score looks like this. Vikings had 7 in the first, Ware County had 6, their only points of the night. Vikings had 13 in the second, 14 in the third, and three in the fourth, and Vikings do come out victorious 37-6. That is your Page Heating and Air post-game stat report.
All right, guys, as we wrap it up tonight, let's go over to Marty Rogers, who's made his way up. Your final thoughts tonight.
Guys, it was a good night for the Vikings. They've come on the road, first true road game, first time we've been on the road since the scrimmage. Come over to what's traditionally a fairly, you know, hostile place to play. And got tested. Got tested early on, which is probably a very good thing for us. We needed it. Ware County came out ready to play, had us schemed. I think we wore them down. They had a lot of guys going both ways. We wore them down there in the first half, late in the second quarter. You could see, or even really early in the second quarter, you could already see them tired and slow to get up. So, but it was good for the Vikings to come out and play a full game. We got to get in shape. I mean, when we get to region play, Tipton, Camden, Colquitt, they're going to be ready for us, and it's going to be four-quarter games. So we needed to play four quarters. We did that. We answered their call and, of course, come out with a big 37-6 victory. It was a good night for Michael Barrett. I thought he threw the ball well. Had a few plays there that you know, we had the touchdown down here. We could have hit to Tavon, and he threw it to the wrong shoulder. But overall, it was a good night. I thought our O-line gave him time most of the night. He did get sacked once. And then our defense, I really thought early on they kind of got hit. But they fought, and they came back, and they made Ware County earn every yard they got tonight. So I'm very proud of the whole team. It was a team effort, as Tavon talked about tonight. But it was a 11 guys at all times working together, and just overall, it was a good night for Lambs.
It absolutely was. How about you, Taylor, your final thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, defense leads the way for me. I mean, 6 points is what you've given up. Probably helps our average still a little bit on the season. You know, defense got hit in the mouth pretty quick in the first quarter, and they stood tall the rest of the way. I thought special teams-wise, we played really well. We did have the missed extra point, but other than that, we put in the end zone most every time on kickoffs. We had the field goal and punting. We won the punting average tonight as well. Offensively, I think the offensive line gets a lot of the credit tonight. Tavon, I don't think, catches many of those deep balls where he got most of his yards. If they don't get protection up front for Barrett, Barrett just continues to show his poise in the pocket and does great things for us. Really good ball game for us. I echo what Marty says. We got tested tonight, had to play a full game, which I like seeing because these guys hadn't been used to playing four quarters of football.
I'll add to that as well. It was great to see us. You got five games. You got five running clocks. We have to play tonight. We have to play. We get punched in the mouth right there in the first quarter and still played well. It was a fourth and one that they finally scored on, and we actually had our hands on the quarterback. He just was able to squirt through and fall across the line and get that touchdown. So kudos to the defense for how well they adjusted and made the plays. I got to give the coaches a lot of credit tonight because we saw it firsthand right here next to us, the adjustments that they make, play to play to play, and how well they do. So congratulations to all the coaching staff tonight for a great called game, executed extremely well by our Vikings. Proud of them. Look forward to next week as we head back home. Let's go to Wes James for your final thoughts.
Well, I tell you what, this was a game. Bill, you know, we've been coming over here for many years, and it did not, in the first half, it did not fail to disappoint. We knew it would be a tough game. The Gators always play us tough here in the Swamp. Well, they played us tough at our place last year. And Tisdale broke that one right before halftime. It was a tough game. As we said over, as a game that we needed. It's the first game we've had this year without a running clock. And on the fourth and goal, had him in the backfield, just happened to squirt away to get into the end zone. It was a tough, tough ball game. Vikings prevail. They showed a lot of tenacity to keep playing as hard as they needed to play, and against a team that you would have thought on paper you're just going to walk over. I want to remind everybody, a doubleheader next Thursday at Lounge, the ninth graders and the JV versus Valdosta. It starts at 4 p.m., and they're trying to get a big crowd out there. So our JV and our ninth graders will be playing at Lounge High next Thursday, starting at 4 o'clock against Valdosta. Please, everybody, show up and support these younger Vikings.
Want to remind everybody, too, be sure and go by the mill Tuesday night, the Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show. We begin at 7 o'clock. If you can't make it, we're live on right here on 99.5. But I tell you what, you miss out by seeing these kids live, getting a chance to talk to them, enjoy a great meal, enjoy getting to talk to coaches, players, and that's just a great time. We got giveaways at the end of the night as well. So a great time every Tuesday night, live from the Mill Pizza Buffet and Games. Well, Wes, that's all I got tonight. So that's time to say good night, Wes.
Good night, Wes. Tonight's broadcast has been engineered by Mr. Sam. It's been produced by Bill Osborne. This is a production of the Viking Voice LLC in conjunction with Black Crow Media. For all of Lowndes High Sports, for all of Black Crow Media, before the Viking Voice, I'm Wes James. Good night. God bless you. You've been listening to Lowndes High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Good night, Lowndes County.